We just heard the perspective of a Ukrainian observing the Russian-Ukrainian conflict from here in San Francisco, where there are an estimated 3,800 Ukrainians. But the city is also home to more than 17,000 people who identify as Russian. KALW's Mary Reese went to San Francisco's Richmond District to hear perspectives on the conflict from the local Russian community. She brought back these voices.
Я слушаю, що происходит в новості, но в то же самое время то, що говорят в новості, іноді не совсем совпадает з тим, то, що происходит там.
It's really difficult to figure out what is actually going on among all the various hands that are involved in it. And the influence the US government has there and various other governments is perhaps a little bit implicated. Then there's the people who are not in full agreement with their government, but I think there's some other party that has helped lead Ukraine away from Russia. And I don't know how good an idea that is.
Значить, я вважаю справедливим, що Крим перейшов до Росії, тому що чисто історично і так далі. Понимаете, і коли Єльцин...
I consider it fair that Crimea became part of Russia, because, you know, purely historical and so forth. And when Yeltsin did a stupid thing when he said to everyone, take what you want, he forgot about Crimea. And Crimea is really located strategically for Russia. Everything else I consider unjust, in the sense of the East, Kharkiv. Everything is absolutely unjust on the part of Russia.
Раньше ми как-то жили, українець, узбек, таджик, корейць, ніхто не знав, всі жили дуже добре, мирно.
Earlier, we all somehow lived, whether Ukrainian, Uzbek, Tajik, Korean. We lived very well, peaceably. Maybe not so luxuriously, but everything was fine. But now everyone is fearful. The youth are dying, our innocent youth are perishing. That's our future, after all. How can that be? To oppress your own kin? That's senseless overall.
What do you think? Is Putin acting correctly?
He's acting like Hitler.
He reminds us of Hitler in the 1930s with his tactics.
Whatever is right or wrong in Ukraine, that's a completely different question. We believe that Russia has no right to interfere.
Ukraine is a good country, a rich country. Что сейчас происходит с ней?
Ukraine is a good country, a rich country. What's happening now is very grave. We're very worried. We cry. We're unsettled. We can't sleep peacefully because what's to come of our people who are living in Ukraine? Who's guilty? There should be peace. People should live peacefully.
Люди жили спокойно.